Your CTSV was designed with your listening pleasure in mind.
So let's take a look at the audio and personalization features for your Bose Premium Audio System with navigation. Our focus will be on the buttons that will help you maneuver through the system's menus and submenus. So let's start with the Power Volume button. It's the large knob on the lower left side of your audio system.
Above the Power Volume knob on the left side of the display screen are seven buttons labeled Band, Disc, Audio, Nav, Info, Traf, and Nav Repeat. As you may recall from earlier on, we refer to these buttons as hard buttons. This means that when you press one of them, they'll switch to a new audio source or initiate a function.
Pressing the Band hard button switches between radio stations on AM, FM, and XM.
Pressing the Disc hard button accesses the CD changer if CDs are loaded. The Audio hard button accesses the audio screen. Using the audio screen menu will help you to adjust and set various sound levels, such as bass, treble, balance, and fade.
Pressing the Nav hard button accesses the navigation map screen once you've loaded your navigation DVD. Pressing the Info hard button provides you with the status of several of your vehicle's systems, such as fuel range, and also provides access to the trip odometers.
The hard button that reads Traf searches for an FM radio station that provides traffic announcements. Pressing this button allows traffic announcements to cut in when they're found. So this means that this feature could change your radio station or interrupt a CD that you're listening to.
The last hard button is the Navigation Repeat button. Pressing it will activate a navigation system guidance prompt or will restart a paused route. Check your owner's manual and your CTSV entertainment and navigation supplement for more details about the navigation repeat button's function.
Moving to the top of the system, you'll see a single DVD slot. This DVD slot is used for the navigation system. Please keep in mind here that the level of map detail available for any given area will vary according to different coverage areas in the United States.
You can also use the DVD slot to play a single CD. The arrow button to the right of the slot is used to eject the disc.
Now, let's look at the display screen in the center of your audio and navigation system. This display provides a great deal of information about your vehicle, the audio system, and navigation features. You'll also refer to this display when you're programming and setting your vehicle's personalization features.
Under the display screen is a 6-disc CD changer. You can load and play from 1 to 6 CDs with this changer.
Just left of the CD slot is the Load button. To load a CD into the CD changer, you must press and release the Load button, wait for the display screen to tell you to insert the CD, and then insert the CD only part way, allowing the player to pull the CD in the rest of the way into the unit. And on the right side of the CD slot is the Eject button for your 6-disc changer.
Now let's look at the row of 6 buttons on the right side of the display screen. These differ from your hard buttons in that they're programmable buttons. So depending on the mode or feature that the system's using, these programmable buttons will have several different functions. And you'll be able to tell what the buttons do by referring to the display screen readout next to them, where you'll see text or icons describing the active features and functions.
For example, while you're listening to this CD, the programmable buttons at the right will indicate Next, Previous, and other CD-related functions.
On some screens, the top programmable button will have an OK prompt next to it. Pressing the programmable button next to the OK on these screens will store your settings. For some menu and feature lists, you'll see the prompt Back with an arrow icon next to a programmable button. When you see this prompt, you can press the adjacent button to access a previous screen or menu.
Now, let's look at the large knob under the row of programmable buttons. This is the Tune Select knob. You'll often use this control to program your audio and personalization settings. Turning this knob will usually scroll through available menu choices, and pressing the Tune Select knob will generally choose and store the settings.
Right below the Tune Select knob, you'll see the Seek and Scan controls. When you're playing the radio, pressing the left or right arrow will seek the previous or next station. If you're playing multiple CDs in the changer, the seek arrows will allow you to move from disc to disc.
The last control we'll review on the system is the main button. This is an important control that you'll press in order to access the main menu. It's located under the power volume knob on the left side of the display. The main menu is the starting point for accessing the programming options for your entertainment system and personalization options.
Go ahead and press the main button now. The display screen should show the main menu screen. This screen provides access to the DVD, radio, CD, audio, and navigation functions. At the top of the screen is the vehicle information status line. This area can be programmed to report vehicle status updates, such as outside temperature, mileage readings, and other vehicle information. We'll cover how to select which information is displayed later on.
Under the vehicle status line is the banner. It reads Main Menu. The banner usually displays the title for the current screen or menu. Some screens do not have titles, but most do. It's helpful to refer to the banner area so you can see where you are in the system menus.
Now, look at the programmable buttons on the right side of the display. Next to them, you'll see listings for the address book, setup, feature programming, voice memo, browser, and vehicle information. Pressing the corresponding button next to these prompts will take you to screens that allow you to customize these features. We'll also cover these programmable button functions in detail a little later.
If you've pressed one of the programmable buttons and want to return to the main menu, press the main button under the power volume knob.
All right, now that you're familiar with some of the screen displays and controls, let's take a closer look at the menu options on the main menu. On the next track, we'll use the programmable buttons to establish your personalization settings.